Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, this is going to be fun. Neil Walker joins right now, and he's gone on a little vacation for a little while. Retired guys do that. But I had the pleasure of hanging out on Saturday for the day with Neil and a couple other of our friends. We got a bunch of mutual friends, and he was bemoaning from the – I saw him. He pulled up, right, and I'm standing there in this garage getting beers out of this garage. And Neil pulls up, and then I met him around the other side. The first thing he says to me, he goes, "Oh, I got a 5 a.m. flight tomorrow. Oh, I got a 5 a.m. flight. This thing hung over you all day Saturday. So how was your 5 a.m. flight yesterday, Neil? Good to see you. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you guys. Good morning. 5 a.m. with the 2:30 wake-up call with a 5-year-old and 2-year-old, all things considered, we made it here all right. But I can say even when I was in AAA and you had those early morning flights, I don't remember ever seeing or having a flight that was before 6 a.m. So that one was alarming for me.
I mean, at least you didn't try to drive it this time, Neil.
Maybe next time I'll get a Winnebago.
So it left at 5 a.m. from Pittsburgh International Airport. What time do they even open, like, the TSA and all that?
The airport at that time, and I don't know if there's been a shift in certain flights or airlines out of Pittsburgh, but it was jammed at 3:45 in the morning. And it took us a while to get through, and then nothing was open except for maybe one little coffee stand. So, it was a different experience, but nonetheless, we landed with the 2-hour time change. I mean, we landed probably at 6:30 in the morning in Denver, and we're able to get to where we were going in another couple hours. So, we had a full day, but you know, the kids were ticking time bombs, and once about 4 o'clock in the afternoon hit, it was all hands on deck.
Neil Walker joining us here, Fan Morning Show. All right, so we were talking about this. We were knocking it around on the show a little earlier. Peter Gammon said he talked to somebody within the Pirates organization that they're going to be good in a little while, that they could be championship caliber 4 or 5 years. That aside, I guess let's talk O'Neill Cruz. You know, you saw what happened in Atlanta with the two young guys. So they approached them, they signed, they asked them if they wanted long-term deals. The guys went yes, and I think the Braves went, "Oh my gosh, hurry up, get the papers before they change their mind." Would the Pirates be in their best interest to do that with O'Neill Cruz right now? And do you think that he'd ever go for something like that?
I think for them to not entertain the notion of figuring out where they project him to be, whether that's I saw you mention Wander Franco or, you know, whoever that may be, that under 24 crowd or whatnot. I mean, obviously, you've seen how Pittsburgh likes to operate with what they deem as their young stars. So I would be surprised to not at least hear rumblings of there being some communication with him going into the offseason this year. And, you know, a lot of these young guys, they don't necessarily see the game as more than dollars and cents. And, you know, especially for guys from other parts of the world, particularly the Latin American countries, you know, they tend to be able to, when something gets tossed in front of them, they have, it's very, very few of them that, that turn it down. Now, O'Neal Cruz is shown to be kind of a different animal, just like Wander Franco. So that number might be more, you know, if from a starting point, maybe north of 150, but maybe not quite up to where Franco is. But I don't know. I think if something was thrown in front of him here in the next 3-4 months, he'd most likely entertain it.
Would you have jumped at a deal like that early in your career?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. I think that the big thing that was being harped upon when I was young in baseball from the veterans was get to arbitration healthy. Get to arbitration healthy. And if you're performing and you're able to go through arbitration, and don't give up that first year of free agency. That was always the thing that was harped upon in a major league locker room. And, you know, putting the value, and you see how contracts are structured, that value on that first and second year of free agency, and whether you were to have 3 or 4 years of arbitration, those are big pieces for guys that, you know, are deemed, you know, talented big league players that are going to stay for a while. So I'm sure the Pirates internally are taking a look at his case, because it's a lot different than, you know, it's different than Key Bryan's, in my opinion. It's different than Andrews. This is a guy, in my opinion, where if he's able to stay healthy and he's able to handle shortstop in the major leagues and hit lefties especially, this is a guy that could potentially, if in all in, when he would get to, you know, that peak age of 27, 28, 29, he could potentially be north of a $300 million player.
Yeah, that's what I look at, Neil, and I wonder how the clubhouse would view it if he were to sign a deal that was like 11 years, 180 mil, like Wander Franco, because you put it in front of O'Neal Cruz and his representative. I mean, that's a really hard thing to say no to. You're putting that player in a really tough spot, because his market value could be double that in just 2 years. How does that get viewed in a clubhouse?
Well, you know, I think from a player's perspective, you're number one, you want to solidify yourself as a major league player. And I don't think anybody has doubts that O'Neal Cruz is going to be there. And then number two, a lot of times if you're in that position, you know, similar to Andrew when I was there, he wanted to know that the team was serious in building around him and bringing in guys when they felt it was time to push the envelope. And so, I would hope that somebody in that clubhouse would be having the same conversation with O'Neal. And I know that particularly those young guys with Key Bryan, he's probably going to be a sounding board for O'Neal, you would hope, because he's going to be there for what, at least the next 6, 7, 8 years, whatever that may end up being. And he wants guys like O'Neal, because if they're able to get him, I won't say on the cheap, but if they're able to get him on somewhat of a discount, that should mean that they're able to go out and add, you know, instead of a $3 million player, maybe they're able to add a $6.5 million player. And time will tell. And whether that's going into 24, 25, we don't know. But you hope that they're able to do that. And, you know, from the agent perspective, a lot of times these agents, they want to be a part of guys breaking the mold in the arbitration world. So a lot of times these agents, they'll look at these deals and their immediate reaction is, nope, don't do it. So you have to know your audience. These guys, you have to, between the player and agent and player and other players internally, there's a lot that goes on in the world of the business side of baseball, I guess I can say.
You said know your audience, not of the important stuff. You know, I remember it was not last time you're out there, a couple times ago you were out there. Are you still a dummy, or do you remember when the bear walked into your garage because you didn't have things shut? And how have you safeguarded this time from a bear walking into your garage and going through your garbage cans?
Well, now when the sun goes down, I go out with two big spotlight flashlights and I check the perimeter.
Okay.
I make sure I have my bear spray. I check all the doors. I make sure I check the area for fox, mountain lions, and bears. And then the last thing I check is that garage door, because I don't need a 250-pound bear rummaging through my garage. So.
Yeah. Listen, you weren't known really as a base stealer. But if you see a bear, Can you run? Are you going to run like hell, or what's happening if this bear? Because, again, a bear walked, and there's video. You sent me video. Walked right in your garage, tore up a garbage can, did all that kind of stuff last time, about last year at about this time. So what is your plan if you do encounter this bear?
Well, you're supposed to yell, "Hey bear, hey bear." Okay, that's where you start.
Yes.
And if that doesn't work, then you start to throw things at it. No, I'm kidding. But you try to shoo them away. But fortunately, where I live, there's like a 125-pound Bernese Mountain Dog that patrols the neighborhood, and he is his name's Teddy. And so when Teddy's out roaming around, you know he's the alarm. When that bear was in my garage at 5 a.m. last year, I could hear Teddy going bananas while I was sleeping, and I thought, man, that's kind of weird. And then I got out and saw my garbage cans thrown in the driveway. And I thought that, you know, maybe a moose or something got in there, but no, it was a bear. So.
Well, I don't think Teddy got a new contract because he wasn't very effective last time.
Well, Teddy's getting up there in age, so you know he picks and chooses his battle. If he doesn't want to get up early and chase some bears and fox around, he doesn't do it.
So the plan then, if you're outside with the bear spray and you encounter one of these boys, is just yell for Teddy and hope he actually comes around and shows up and saves your ass.
Yeah, I gotta hope he's outside on the deck with the gate open over there. But no, it is pretty amazing though out here. You see a lot of wildlife, you see a lot of strange animals and whatnot. And one time a couple years ago, I let my dog out to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, and I see like three fox almost kind of stalking him, and I was like, all right, yeah, I gotta make sure I go out. If I take him out, I gotta take him out on a leash. But he didn't make the cut this time though.
So bear spray is not like bug spray that you spray on yourself, right? I mean, you have to spray this all around the perimeter, correct?
Try that, Crowley.
No. So bear spray, yeah, it has like a 6-foot spray on it, but you don't actually spray the perimeter. That's if you were to turn a corner and all of a sudden get surprised by a bear, and if you got to spray at it just to get him to go away, that's what you have to do.
Do you want to tell anybody what you've been up to in your retired life that you'd never do before? I firsthand saw Neil Walker cliff diving the other day, jumping off of rocks into water. This happened. Climbed up a big long cliff, the Allegheny River. Neil, is this a true story or not?
Well, I mean, I don't know if we could consider it a big long a big jump, but you know, it was a jump nonetheless. So,
yes.
We had a great time.
Cliff diving.
That was a lot of fun.
Cliff diving.
Cliff diving. Yeah.
Cliff diving.
I'm gonna go to Majorca next and try my hand at it.
No, this does bring up something that I really, in all sincerity, do you do things now that you otherwise wouldn't have done while you were playing? Like, did you ever ski when you played?
Yeah, no, I didn't. My last year, going into 2020, I got back on skis just a little bit, and it was very careful. And it was like on a Tuesday at 9 a.m, I'd go out for an hour and stay away from people. But that's probably the most extreme case. You know, I never really played a ton of basketball. I played some hockey in the off season and was the red jersey guy, you know, don't go in the corner, stay the hell away from me type of thing. But yeah, probably, you know, I did do downhill mountain biking, which was absolutely terrifying last year, which I didn't do while I was playing. And I want nothing to do with that, because if you hit the wrong break when you're going around a corner, I've heard way too many stories of broken collarbones and tore up hips and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I'm up for anything. I loved that the other day, jumping off there. I mean, we saw those kids doing backflips after shotgunning beers on the
yes,
from the trains. I mean, that was, those kids made it look easy doing gainers from about 30 feet above the water. We didn't quite get to that level.
How much of that stuff is written into a contract, or is it just like a blanket clause, like you will not do anything stupid?
Yeah, it's gray area. So I think there's more ones that are a little more extreme. I mean, if I was dumb enough while I was playing for the Pirates to go up to Seven Springs to Bob's place and go skiing and take the risk of you know, somebody cutting me off and like tearing my knee up, I certainly wouldn't have had an excuse. Oh, what happened to you? Oh, I blew my ACL out. Oh, where were you this weekend? Oh, I was at Seven Springs. Were you skiing? Oh, no, I wasn't skiing. I was walking up. Yeah, that's not going to work. So, but you know, you do have to, I mean, you hear stories all the time about guys potentially falling down the steps and breaking their, you know, their collarbone and trying to come up for it. I mean, Clint Barmas, same story, Clint Barmas. One of the years he was in Colorado, he broke his collarbone riding a quad, and Clint Hurdle was the manager there. And he came back after the All-Star break all banged up, and he was having a career year. And he lied to him. He told him that he was doing something else. And then we got to Pittsburgh, and Clinton Barmas and Clint Hurdle reunited. He eventually told him, and he's like, "Yeah, I knew the whole time."
Oh my gosh! Last thing for you before we let you go, and then I got to ask you about clean juice. But last thing for you, La Russa has now told his guys, because so many are banged up that are on the disabled list, whatever they call it now, that are on there. So he's told his healthy guys, "Hey, if you hit a missile at the second baseman, or you hit a pop up on a can of corn in the outfield, you don't need to leg it out for me. Who are you trying to impress?" Does that get overblown, where guys, you see them busting it out of the box on a routine grounder to the short? Like, what are you doing this for in a 162 game season?
Yeah, and that's certainly, you know, it's not necessarily for the platoon guys or the young guys trying to make an impression in the major league level. This is more along the lines of the guys that are everyday players that are out there 6-7 days a week, and you know, you have an internal clock as a hitter, you know. Based on where guys are positioned, how hard you hit the ball, you know, what the chances are. You know, you hit a backhand to the shortstop, even though you hit it hard, like you're gonna at least get, you know, call it 60 feet down the line at 90%+. And then if you see that throw going over, you can tell while you're running if a guy, you know, potentially airmails a ball, or if it's in the dirt, or if he's ranging and his body is in a position where he may throw this ball away. But yeah, I mean, look, it's something that you don't really talk about internally. But you know, when a guy goes out there, when Ke'Bryan Hayes goes out there and has played 16 out of 17 straight days, and he hits a 110 mile an hour one hop to one of the middle infielders, like you're out at the major league level. You're out like 99.9% of the time. So you take your six hard steps. Once you see the ball kind of in the air and you realize that it's online, you don't shut it down, but you certainly, you know, throttle down a little bit, because it does add up. And people think, well, baseball, that's not that hard. You only got four or five at bats of running hard to first base or legging out a double or whatever that may be. But over the course of the year, your body takes a little bit more the soft tissue brunt than you can that you actually realize.
Neil, lastly, before we let you go, clean juice. You're addicted now. You keep telling me about it.
Yep. And I'm going to have a hard time the next couple weeks getting my fix in, but I'm going to find somewhere. So hopefully you guys can pick me up and check out either the East Liberty location, the Donaldson's Crossroads location, Wexford, or Cranberry. Get in there. They got awesome summer drinks and smoothies going on. And if you're a college kid or a high school kid looking for a summer job, they are hiring. So get in there, check one of them out, and see if there's something you like.
Neil, thank you very much. We will chat next week.
All right, guys, have a great week.
Yep, we'll see you. You too. Really, really good stuff from Neil. Yeah, he's just the absolute best. I love those stories where you know a guy is lying how they got hurt, and you just can't figure out how. Like, slam my hand in a suitcase. Right? Jonathan Lucroy or whatever. Yeah. All those kind of stories. That baseball is just the best for that. All right, Epic Ending coming up in just a couple minutes. Sponsored by American Natural Eatery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.